Commentator and philosopher Joshua Halberstam has these thoughts about the different ways we assign blame.
Somewhere this past year, you read about research that blames obesity on wayward genes rather than lifestyle choices. You probably also heard how birth order influences success in life. We've been explaining human behavior by appealing to nature or nurture for centuries, and relentlessly so these past few decades. But forget for the moment whether these stipulated causal connections are true. Here's what I want to know. Do you want them to be true? Are you pleased or disappointed when you come across these sorts of explanations? Do you hope we can diminish individual blame, or hope we can't? Because me, I'm not so sure. In fact, unsure is putting it mildly. The truth is, we're all downright confused about the blaming game. How to blame, whom to blame, why to blame. For starters, think about our typical double standard in the way we judge others as opposed to how we judge ourselves. Imagine we're sitting around the dinner table discussing Laurie again. We all agree she's clearly the one to blame for ruining her relationships. It's her impossible, unremitting self-centeredness, her unrealistic expectations. The woman is simply tone-deaf to other people's feelings, and she does this again and again. But before coffee is served, someone at the table is sure to play the charitable psychologist. It's really unfair to blame Laurie, she'll submit. Did you ever meet her parents? Really weird. They gave her brother everything, her nothing. Treated him like a prince, her like a piece of dirt. It's hardly surprising she turned out so selfish. Chastened, we back off, our rush to judgment checked by enlightened empathy. Of course, we'd hate to be the object of such insights ourselves. Babies aren't held accountable for spilling their food, nor the insane for calling people at 3 in the morning, but we want to be judged as sane and responsible grown-ups. We don't want to be excused. We don't want to be understood. We don't want pity, an attitude Nietzsche deemed condescending and repulsive. We insist on our right to be blamed. Because underneath it all, we intuit correctly that in divesting responsibility, we lose ourselves. We lose the self that matters. Alas, the final truth of the matter is independent of our wishes. Maybe this notion of a responsible self is mistaken after all. Hardline determinists such as Spinoza and Freud, according to most readings, thought blaming and praising people made no sense at all, other than perhaps as a deterrent to keep us in line. Over on the other side of the cafe, Sartre argued that we are always responsible for everything. We're condemned to be free, as he said. Most philosophers now fall somewhere in the middle. Determinism and responsibility are compatible. What matters is the nature of the cause. So criminals are blamed because they do what they want. Kleptomaniacs are excused because they don't. I've tried to navigate my way through these philosophical gyrations, but it hasn't done much to change my blaming habits. Some days I righteously criticize entire countries, presidents, ex-presidents, my parents, my children, for acts of commission, for acts of omission. And some nights I'm eager to absolve myself and everyone else. Are our judgments arbitrary? You bet. Inconsistent, too. But I've come to think that perhaps that's just the way people are, and who's to blame for that?
Joshua Halberstam is a professor of philosophy at New York University. He's the author of Everyday Ethics.